Well, I would
phone
appreciate
number. Okay, we have just a few couple moments here, but I believe we've hooked up via satellite with Q. Q, are you out there? Q Mape with IraqWarHeroes.org. Are you out there, Q?
Hey, Jim, I'm out here. I almost forgot about your show, but I spent most of the day in Salem today.
Mm-hmm.
We added 12 more names to the Oregon Iraqi Afghanistan War Memorial, and those are going to be kind of unveiled on Monday during Memorial Day.
Oh.
I'm still busy attending way too many funerals in the Northwest. I first, as you know, run a site called IraqWarHeroes.org or AfghanistanWarHeroes.org, plus a few other sites that are dedicated to our heroes. I thought I would share with you a quick War Heroes Project report.
Mm.
Currently, I have 3,854 names listed. 76 out of Oregon, 79 out of Washington, based on DoD releases. I have 26,162 JPEG images, 11,365 HTML pages. I've completed over 150 missions, driven over 40,430 miles.
Wow.
700 hours just driving alone.
Going to the funerals and...
Correct.
And photographing them and making that available to the families.
Correct.
Okay.
My record visits was last month with 88,818 visitors and 2,652,468 hits, which was an average of 2,960 a day.
Wow.
Currently, this month's average is 3,010 a day.
There are
already about 70,000 visitors and over 2 million hits for this month. So it's been keeping me busy. The amount of time that I spend just working on emails and updating the site, you know, the average has gone from 6.3 hours a day to almost 9 hours a day now.
Wow. And Q, you do this all of this free of charge, no charge to the soldiers, to the families.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, we can't forget these men and women, you know, that served this country, that gave their all. You know, and I hope that people, especially around Portland, for example, take some time out on Memorial Day, step away from the barbecue and think about these men and women that made this all possible for us to be a free nation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Memorial Day is only one day in a year, and most of these men and women, they gave up the rest of their lives. You know, we need to remember them.
I want to thank you so much. You're breaking up just a little bit here. One thought for you. Everybody here can get involved to help, or at least help the families that are stateside. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
And you have to, go ahead.
I mean, if you want to help, you can help me with my project. I can even, you know, if you want to contact me, I can give you information to help some support groups to send out care packages and get you in contact with people and help families that have lost someone in this war.
Okay. All right. Q, I want to thank you so much for connecting with us here and keep up the great work helping our soldiers and veterans.
Okay, thank you, Jim, for what you guys do, and thank you for supporting our troops.
Okay.
And we do support them.
Yeah. Let's give a hand here for Q for the work that he does. Q, thank you so much. Okay. Q Mape, IraqWarHeroes.org, and AfghanistanWarHeroes.org. Thank you, Q.
Thank you.
Okay. Sonia, we...